Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
We're joined once again by media literacy expert Julie Smith, and we're talking this week about media literacy and basically how the messages that we receive from all forms of media impact our lives. At 5:22 this morning, we were talking about how our modern digital world allows any of us to be content creators. We don't have to rely on people like me. You can go out there and you can put your message out there yourself. Now, when it comes to that, what are some of the pros and cons, Julie, of the fact that we have everyday, untrained individuals doing whatever they want to do in our digital sphere?
I am totally fine with untrained individuals doing whatever they want to do, as long as the consumers of their material understand that they are untrained individuals. I once had a parent at a parent talk ask me, where should I get my news? And I said, it doesn't matter where you get your news as long as you know where it's coming from. So if we want to consume information produced by Joe down the street, that's great. Just make sure you understand you're getting it from Joe down the street and not from KMOX or a mainstream traditional legacy media source where they hire people with journalism skills and backgrounds.
The one thing that I always think is so risky when maybe we're going through Twitter, for example, and there's a breaking news story and you're seeing someone who's popped up a 30-second video. Mm-hmm. Really, that's very two-dimensional and you're not seeing everything around that. You're just seeing one frame.
And one thing that's really interesting about breaking news that we have to remember on these social media platforms is that breaking news brings out the fakers and the Photoshoppers. It's very common during breaking news scenarios that on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, we will see recycled photos, maybe recycled videos that have been repurposed and reframed to fit into this particular news event so that it will generate more traffic for that account or just stir things up. So we really have to be careful about that during breaking news for sure.
The beauty of it, though, is that we can communicate much faster with each other when there is something serious happening.
That's true. That's true. Don't you wonder about how when we were younger, we used to go out and we didn't have cell phones and our parents didn't know where we were?
I know.
It's amazing.
And we lived.
We did. We managed to live. We were home by the time the streetlights came on, however.
Now, I've mentioned that you and I have a podcast. I read a really interesting article from Brookings recently about the fact that most podcasts really aren't vetted, that you are just taking it for granted that this person who has thrown this podcast together knows what they're talking about. They've vetted their facts and they're an expert on whatever it is you want to hear.
And I think that that goes back to, especially for those of us that are a little seasoned, shall we say, we are used to whenever we consume media through an electronic source, we just assume that it's been vetted. We grew up with Walter Cronkite, right? So anytime that something's on a screen or coming through electronically, our default attitude is that it has been vetted and that there are editors, et cetera. That doesn't exist anymore. And so again, the onus and responsibility is on us to double check ourselves.
So when we're looking at something someone's created on YouTube or listening to a podcast or looking at something on Twitter that someone has created or Instagram, that's another great example of a creative platform. What are just a few quick questions that we should ask about what we're viewing?
Yeah, you want to check and see if you can find out where the information actually originated. I'm a big fan of the Google search of their names to see if they are who they say they are. You can also do Google reverse image searches to make sure that the whatever photo you're looking at hasn't been recycled from a different event. Just really use your common sense. And the number one advice I would give people is if they see something online, especially during breaking news, that gives them a really strong emotional reaction, then that's the first clue that they should probably check it for authenticity.
Tomorrow, when we talk to Julie, we're going to talk more about what our responsibility is when it comes to how we view and share media messages.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.